Am I the jerk? Are you? Am I?
Well, let's find out. We have a few different scenarios that we can get to. And we'll do it now. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
A gym pet peeve I have is when people don't rack dumbbells properly and use the emergency stop on the treadmill. I will re-rack weight in order that is labeled on the rack before I start my set and flip back the emergency stop on machines after others are done.
Okay.
I had a lady call me out and tell me, blank you for doing that. Am I the jerk? Appreciate it, gentlemen.
No, you're not the jerk.
Not
She's
at all.
The jerk. Blank you for helping all of us be able to find the weights that we need in the correct order. Are
See,
you kidding me?
I don't use a treadmill ever. So I don't know how the emergency stop will affect.
I don't know why
you
people do that.
I have no idea how though.
It depends on the treadmill. Sometimes it's like the plug-in thing, and people leave it plugged out, and you got to plug it back in so that on the actual handle.
So it's an inconvenience.
It's an inconvenience, yeah, because you can't start it unless it's flipped down or plugged in correctly. And I don't know why people do that. I think it's because they get going, and instead of like lowering the speed or lowering the incline, if you hit that button, it just takes it all down all together all at the same time. That's the only thing I can think of.
And then you maybe have to reset it to start it back. I don't know how those work.
But the weight thing being out of order with the dumbbells.
Yeah, that's pretty. I don't even think that's OCD. That is just not right.
Yeah, because you'll have somebody like, oh, I need the 30-pound dumbbells, and they're where the 50-pound dumbbells were supposed to go. Because some dude carried them over there and didn't feel like carrying them back and just put them in there. It's ridiculous. This guy is a saint.
I think he is. I think he's doing the Lord's work.
He is doing the Lord's work.
Just helping out. I say,
sir, continue.
I have a big habit of, if I want to go up in weight, if I'm using dumbbells and I want to go up, I'll just re-rack everything all at the same time. So if I go grab 50s to do something and I want to go up to 55s, I'll just kind of leave the 50s there and get the 55s. But it's a smaller gym. It's not like one of the big
different
machines to wear.
Yeah, because you see guys that'll do that. And if you're going to actively use them, then I guess I try in my head to be like, okay, but if I want to use those, like, and sometimes I've done this, like, hey, can I just use those when you're on a different set? Because I'm trying to use that
weight. And I don't think
right
anybody
now
will say, no,
yeah,
you
usually
can't
it's
do
pretty
that.
Cool.
Usually everyone's pretty nice about that. But I do have a habit of looking down, and all of a sudden I have like three pair of dumbbells at my feet. And I go, oh, my gosh.
Whoop,
but
you look around
at the
real
end,
quick. Anybody need these? No?
I'll re-rack them all at the same time. I'm trying my best to see if I can work as I go, but it's not who I am. All right, here we go. Recently, my son asked me to let him get his birth certificate so he can get his driver's license. I told him no, because he waited to the last minute to ask me when he knew he needed it. I told him to go to City Hall and get his own copy. That way he wouldn't have to keep asking me for it. Am I a jerk for telling him no, get your own copy, and he will have it forever?
This is very strange. What? No, you can't have your birth certificate. This is ridiculous.
And you know you needed this thing to teach you a lesson. You go down there and get your own, and when you do, you'll have it forever, so you don't have to keep bothering me for it.
Yeah, and to be fair, you do need to have a certified or whatever they call it, notarized. It just depends, but you need a copy of that for yourself that you have to pop out every once in a while in life.
I have no clue where a copy of my birth certificate is. No clue.
I have mine, and I know it's in my file with some other stuff that
I don't have a copy of my social security card.
Really?
No.
What do you do when you need to show somebody it?
I have it memorized.
Interesting. No, it's...
Maybe I do need to go get a copy of it. I just don't.
The government
and I don't
is
even
not
going to
like that.
I'm sorry, Travis?
The government is not going to like that you don't have the hard copy.
Yeah, and big paper, and I don't have a copy of it.
I guess you don't
it.
Need it because you're not going to get another job, so you don't have to show them a copy of your Social Security card or anything of that nature. I don't know what else you would use it for. Usually it's for employment purposes.
Yeah, I don't even know when I would need a copy of my birth certificate.
You've had the same house for forever because I might have had to prove that for U.S. citizenship for mortgage stuff, it seems like, recently. Because I had to use it recently for something, and it had to have been that. I don't know what else it would have been for.
I don't know how far back the files will go. I don't know if mine is readily available.
I don't remember
they
the last time.
I have to go through the old filing system to go get my birth certificate.
Yeah, is your number like 103 or something?
I don't know why else it's I would have needed a birth certificate. Like, what like do you a, need a birth certificate for?
It's like a police that's evidence norms. Room. They have to go and get the boxes and right. lift it up to go get mine.
I guess to prove, like, if you need a passport or something, like maybe you need a birth certificate to show that you're an American person.
Or government benefits when you do retire.
So what if you're not an American person?
A citizen, whatever. You know what I mean? No, but sometimes you gotta, like, it seems like I needed it when I went to Mexico once years ago, because I don't have a passport, so I just brought my birth certificate in case I needed to show them that, hey.
You went to Mexico and you didn't have a passport?
Well, it was before you had to have a passport to go everywhere. So
I thought you always had to have a passport.
Not to Mexico. You could come back in with a birth certificate. I could just show, like, hey, I'm this person.
I didn't know that.
It was 12, 13 years ago. Because we walked across the border to go in, and then when we were walking back in, I just showed him my birth certificate.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. There's not a person out there that just carries around their birth certificate as a form of identification.
Folded in their back pocket.
Right, right.
It's in their wallet
next to the condom.
I took it specifically because I knew that we were going to go. It
just indented into it.
You have all the information as you sit on your wallet, all the information just on your wallet.
Here it is.
The round circle. Man, I'm so glad the days of carrying condoms in your wallet are done. Because I had those days.
Yeah, they're digital now.
Sure, a lot of guys do that still.
I will say they don't. I'll still say.
Where do you keep them?
I don't know.
In your front pocket?
Well, I bet you they don't carry around like that. Maybe
they're not using condoms anymore.
I'm not saying they don't.
Everybody realizes it's just not the same.
I'm not saying that. I just don't think they're carried around in wallets like we did. Like, we had one in our wallet for basically your whole entire high school.
Yeah, just in case, because what if I need this?
It's the same. Well, you want to talk about expiration
and you're
dates.
Never going to use it.
That thing expired in 1989, and it's still in my wallet in the 90s.
And it was always wild because in past experiences, it always seemed like if you were going to use those, either you might keep them in your bedside table, or if you went to a girl's house, she had some usually, sometimes. That
you
I
know
heard
talking about.
About?
But it was just the wallet thing that was, you had
yeah,
to.
Like, why would you carry one around just in case? Like, hey, you want to go to my place? No, bathroom right now. Like, I mean, why would you need to carry one with you?
So you can stay prepared.
Yeah, because just in case you go somewhere where there's not any available.
Well, you never know if the girl that you're dealing with, maybe she didn't have any. And you didn't want to just...
Even better.
Okay, you're ridiculous.
I have a lot of Riz.
There you go. That's how I got girls.
That's the...
I've got the Riz.
That's the one question my mom asked me the one time out of the blue I was in the car with. I can't remember. She had to have been driving. Had to have been.
Condoms.
Do you have
a... For what? Why?
What are you asking me? Like, no...
I mean, what? Touch the boob.
And then all you have to do is just look at my wallet, the little circle right there. Man.
And I'm sure it says on the package, always store in wallet. It's probably horrible for them.
Terrible. But we all kept them in there.
Yep.
Man. Again, I'm going to say, I don't even know how many wallets are being carried around. Anymore.
I carry the front little thing.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm never going
to. I don't
back.
Know what you
I'm
call never... it. What do you call this? Is this a wallet?
Yeah, I think so. I think
like
it's a wallet.
The slim thing? A front slim pocket thing? I don't know. I mean, do we consider that a wallet?
Yes, it's okay. A wallet. It keeps your credit cards.
But it doesn't fold.
It's
just
that's okay.
Everything slides in.
Just because it doesn't fold doesn't mean it's not a wallet.
That's true.
I will say that we are going away for Travis. You still have back wallet, right?
Yeah, I've got butt wallet.
I can't do that. It feels so weird on my bony butt.
Yeah, it was painful on the flight out to Atlanta. I had to put it in the bag on the way back home.
I just like sliding it right there in my front pocket.
I got bony buns, man.
I'm never going back. I'm never going back to back wallet.
I never will either. I don't know why I needed to go. I never will either.
All right. Good morning, fellas. Am I the jerk on this one? Recently, I was on a work trip traveling between Houston and San Antonio on the I-10.
Two lanes with a 75 mile per hour speed limit. I'm in the left lane with one car in front of me and two 18 wheelers in front of us in the left and right lane playing peekaboo with each other. They stayed even with each other. Oh,
that drives me
worst.
Insane.
Even with each other for a good 10 minutes, not allowing any cars by on the left or right lanes. I look behind me and there is a long stretch of cars behind me in the left lane waiting for one of the 18 wheelers to make a move. All of a sudden, in the right lane, I see this black Toyota RAV4 races all the way up in the right lane looking for a way around. She soon realizes there's no way around and slows down and flips on her left blinker and attempts to move over right in front of me in the left lane. Me, since I've been patiently waiting in the left lane like everyone else, sped up to close the gap between me and the car in front of me so she could not get in. She does a little brake check and slows down to right beside me and flips me the bird. I shook my head like, no, 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 not today. You need to wait in line like everyone else. Am I the jerk for not letting her in front of me and cutting everyone else behind me? Is her time really that more important than everyone else's? Keep in mind, I was the second car in line behind the 18-wheelers with a long stretch of cars behind me. Well, absolutely not.
No, because
you're absolutely not the jerk.
Everyone does
that. You see everything that's going on in front.
Yes,
you want to race up and think you're going to get over there beside me when I've been biding my time.
Right.
I may relent after a little bit of back and forth, but then when you flip me off, you've lost all privileges.
Giant bitch.
All privileges. I may play a little cat and mouse with you because, hey, what else is there to do? But if you tried the second or third time without flipping me off, okay, go ahead. It's all fun. But back of the line when you do that.
Yeah, I agree. So, I agree with you.
I say 100%.
I agree.
You're a real jerk.
Sir, you are not a jerk, and hopefully
you did not
let her in because
I agree.
She lost all the privileges when she all of a sudden thought, hey, let me flip you off.
Dude, I almost had you.
Yeah, we got to watch out with that in traffic, man. We need to be kinder to each other on the roadways.
Just give him a friendly wave. Hello. Right.
Or just stay right ahead and cuss them out, and they have no idea that you're not talking to them.
That might be scarier.
They just think you're on the phone.
But aggressively talking.
Well, I mean, you see people all the time driving around, and they're just like waving their hands because they're talking on the phone because they're Bluetooth.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Sometimes they're not hands-free. They just have the phone in the hand.
Yeah.
But if you see, why not use a little bit of kindness
sure.
to try and get over, knowing that if you're speeding up, right.
Kill them with kindness. Sorry.
You're not doing it the first time, and you just get as aggressive. People lose their blinking minds
when
they close a car door.
It's incredible.
And they are inside that little tube of steel.
Like you feel like you're invincible. Like nothing can get me in.
Right. Or you just think you can do whatever you want. Just because you put a blinker on means I need to say, oh, my gosh, a blinker? Let me get out of the way and let you in. I don't either.
Yes,
I've been here. Maybe I'll be nice and let you go, but then you flip me off? Okay, watch this.
Bitch ass MF-er.
Exactly.
Yes, me.
Yeah, watch
That's
this.
That's right. That's Am I the Jerk for this week.
Those are some good ones.
Definitely.
I enjoyed
if
this
If you
week.
Have any situation like that, please feel free. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. And we, being the experts in jerkdom, will let you know if you are a jerk or not.